In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to worship at Providence Presbyterian Church. We're glad you're here with us this morning as we continue the journey into ordinary time, which is never ordinary around here. We would particularly like to welcome our visitors who are with us this morning, and we pray that everyone warmly welcomes you around where you are seated, and that everyone will take time to sign the welcome pads that you'll find at the end of the pew and pass them down the pew so that you may greet one another by name following the worship service. Please take advantage of the fact that we do have name tags here, and we would love to have you wear name tags. We would love to make you a name tag if you would like one and would wear it. Thank you very much. And this morning, a few announcements to draw to your attention as we prepare to worship God this morning. In your bulletin this morning, there is a form for you to share with us some of your favorite hymns. You may fill that out and put it in the offering plate. As we continue through this interim time, we'd love to be singing some of your favorites in the time ahead. If you have any questions about that, you can talk to Sharon Gibson, our chair of the worship committee, or Pastor Medhat, and hopefully those will be showing up for you in the weeks to come in worship. We are down to our last three welcome loaves that we bring to welcome new visitors, and I see at least three people today, so next week we'll have none. So those of you who bake, if you could bake some welcome loaves, that would be wonderful. And if you have any questions about what that means, take a look in the basket as you're leaving this morning, or talk to me after the worship service. Next Sunday is the congregational meeting, a very brief congregational meeting next week after worship to elect new officers. This is the time of year that we say goodbye to outgoing elders and deacons and elect new officers for the coming year, and that will happen next Sunday after worship. We do need to have a quorum for that meeting. Also, I think we made this announcement last week, although last week seems like a long time ago. We made the announcement that we are still looking for people to join our PowerPoint team for worship, and you can try it out in July. We have two openings on the first and second week of July that we need to fill for PowerPointing. If you have any questions, talk to Jonik. Jonik, can you wave from the PowerPoint station higher? You can talk to Jonik about what that's all about, or you can check out our website anonymously to see, because it's all lined out there as to what the routine is for that. And I believe Jenny has an announcement this morning.
Okay. I have two announcements. First one is that we were very successful at selling Mother's Day cards, but now Father's Day is coming up. And we will be selling some Father's Day cards, which will be, I'm a little out of breath, which again we'll be selling for a $10 donation, but they are going directly to Seifu Theological Seminary in Zambia, which is the theological seminary that we've been supporting through our alternative giving program, and that Nancy Collins is connected to. So if you are interested in buying Father's Day cards, you can pick them up from me over the next few weeks. I'll start selling them today. And my second announcement is that last year we hosted a group of young folks. Was it 2 years ago? Okay. From Bike to Build, which is a really unique opportunity for folks that are interested in biking. They start here in Providence, and they bike all the way to, they take various routes, actually, to the West Coast. And they are raising money for Habitat for Humanity, and they stop at different Habitat for Humanity sites along the way. So they have sort of build days incorporated into their trip. But the students, they're not necessarily students, but the folks that participate in this have to raise about $4,500 on their own. So they have to, they really show this commitment, and then they spend all summer biking across the United States for Habitat for Humanity. So 2 years ago we hosted them, and they are looking for another church to host them for dinner again. So we're looking at June 11th or June 12th. So if you are interested in helping coordinate that with me, or if you're interested in making a meal, I think it's about 25 to 30 people. Just a really neat opportunity to engage with these folks. They're really exciting and excited about their journey. They're just getting to know each other, and we are sort of, when we did it before, it was kind of neat because they were just getting to know each other, and we were part of that process of this beginning of their journey. So if you're interested and want to help me, Tuesday, June 11th. It's going to be Tuesday, June 11th. Just come chat with me during coffee hour. Thanks.
Tuesday is the one day that we actually have the downstairs so that we can feed 40 people. Are there any other announcements this morning? Yes, Julia.
Yeah, we want to hear you. Dylan and I are still doing fundraisers to go to Young Life Camp this summer, which is a Christian camp for high schoolers. So if you're interested in sponsoring us, just see me or Dylan after church.
So the deacons will be hosting a baby shower for Pastor Medhat and Stacy to welcome baby Phoebe. That will be Sunday after next. So June 9th, we'll do that during coffee hour. We hope everyone can join us.
It's not about the survey. And as Jenny had mentioned, Father's Day is coming up. It's June 16th on Sunday, which is also Youth Sunday at our church, where the youth of our church will be working on the worship service on that Sunday. And following the service, there is an all-church picnic. Everyone is invited. So if you are struggling to find plans for Father's Day, join us for the church picnic. It's an easy way to have some fellowship with everyone here and celebrate the dads in our congregation. So it is a bring your own picnic, and we meet at Lippitt Park, which is at the end of Hope Street, where Hope Street meets Blackstone Boulevard. There's a nice little park there for the kids to enjoy. We'll have a couple of things for some of the kids, like bubbles and such. So bring a blanket or a chair, your own picnic, and I hope you can all join us after service on that Sunday. Thanks.
Just a reminder for the interim study committee, we'll meet this Tuesday at 7 p.m. here in the church. Thank you.
Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. God is ever present. Let us come together to worship God. Our sin separates us from God in what we do and by what we have left undone. We ever fall short of the life that God intends for each of us. Yet we are also ever invited to live into new life, to choose life, to confess our sin, to draw near to God and receive again the promise of forgiveness through our Lord Jesus Christ. In that spirit, let us pray, first in silence, then joining together. Let us pray together. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Amen. Let us continue in a spirit of confession as we sing together the entirety, or verses 1, 2, and 4 at least, of Make Me a Channel of Your Peace, number 2171, in the small hymnal. In quietness and trust is our strength through our Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, believe this good news of the gospel. God is love. In Christ we are forgiven and freed to new life. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you.
Now it's time to share our joy and concern to each other and to our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ.
I'd like to ask prayers for Walter's great niece, Bella Bernard, who is 11 years old, and she has something wrong with her, and they don't know what it is. She's very tired all the time. They've ruled out mono, and they've ruled out Lyme disease. They don't know what it is, so I'd like prayers for her.
We're requesting prayers for our sister Eva Adodowaji, a member of our Kenyan Christian Fellowship that meets here this afternoon. Eva lost her brother in North Carolina on Thursday. She's down there coming back this afternoon. And we just want you to commit the family to the Lord. Also, continued prayer for Ashley's adoption. We still have not heard word from Kenya. And it's trying, it's difficult. But we are thankful that you're standing in prayer with us. Thank you.
Praise for Pastor Chris for a safe travel. I know she's going to be greatly missed. And she'll be in our hearts. I hope she gets what she wants from there. And I want prayers also for my son going through the divorce and the depression he's now arising through. And he recently had a car accident also, so he totaled his car. So there's a lot of things going on in his life. I just want prayers for him to, you know, get through the hard times. Thank you.
Prayers on this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, for all those who have served and for their families who stood by them.
I'd like prayers for all of the college graduates. We are celebrating my niece, Lauren, her graduation today. And I know that I think it's Brown's graduation this weekend as well. And with the economy the way it is, and I think it's a very scary time to be a college graduate. Kind of the job market and everything. So just prayers for everyone.
I would like prayers for myself. I'll be traveling next week to Canada, and I'll be back on the 10th. And on the 13th, I'm going to have a surgery on my hand again. So I need a prayer.
It's a little hard to keep track of all the comings and goings around here these days. As Melinda said, I am traveling tomorrow to visit Nancy Collins in Zambia. I realized about 3 weeks ago that this is the first time ever in my life I have traveled internationally without Andrew or a group of people with me. So please pray for me. I'm not really a world traveler. And I will be with Nancy for 2 weeks, and she has a packed schedule for me of visiting and bringing greetings and being with the church in Zambia and visiting the Chisefu Project and all of those things, which is the start of my sabbatical for these next 2 months. So I will not be with you in worship for the next 2 months, June and July, But Jenny Smanek, our parish associate, will be stepping into my shoes alongside with Pastor Medhat during this time, who I'm delighted to say came back from Minnesota in time to preach today, and with all of his family, who I think might be in the family room or somewhere around this church. Phoebe is adorable, and so please, it is a real blessing to see how God has worked to bring them all together here through the summer. And Andrew is walking with graduation. He's not in a hospital somewhere, but please pray for my family as they go through these next couple of weeks without me, and through most of the summer with either Andrew or me parenting our children, sometimes in a very tag team fashion. Let us pray. Great and wondrous God of all times and places, all of life flows in and through you. We remember this day particularly the people of faith who have walked before us in this community and far beyond these doors, guiding our way, and those who now live with you. Particularly, we pray for those who are in their first year of grief with the loss of loved ones. We lift to you Eva in the loss of her brother. We pray, O Lord, for the people of Oklahoma rebuilding from this latest tornado, and for all those in paths of harm from natural or man-made disaster. We pray for those who respond and care in such times, who bring light in the midst of darkness, hope when hope seems dead, justice and peace for all your people. We give thanks, O God, this day for those who have given their very selves that we might enjoy peace, for all who have served around our world and are serving still in the military. We lift our prayers for Jeffrey as he moves into difficult times and moves through difficult times in these days. We pray, O Lord, for our graduates, for those who are moving out into the world in uncertain times and places, for the community of Brown in graduation today, for Oliver and Lynn and Nathan graduating, for Lauren. We give thanks for the teachers who have guided them and those who continue in study in these days to finish strong. We pray, O Lord, as well for those in particular need of healing, for CJ with pneumonia, for April's friend CJ with seizure issues and her family, for all those who struggle with depression, mental illness, and substance abuse, for Bella in this time of diagnosis, and Camilla, Elena's mother-in-law. We pray for those who are in transition in this time and for this church. We give thanks for the gifts of ministry that you have blessed this church with through many years and months and times. We pray for Pastor Medhat and Ginny's ministry as they are working together in these next couple of months. For these summer months will be rich for all that is unfolding in your will and your way. We pray for grace in all the challenges of new ways of being together and apart that the summer brings. And remember well that you have richly blessed this community and guided it through many hard times and places. We pray for Vivian as she prepares for her travels and then for her surgery. Bless her and keep her as she continues to work through these problems with her hands. We give thanks for visitors in our midst, for those who have come back after long times apart from us, for the ways that you bless us with your grace, your surprises, and the ways in which you move in our midst. May your way ever be ours alone as we reach out in witness, in grace, and compassion, in the manner of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to save and bring new life, who teaches us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Now it's time for children to come forward. We'll start with saying our name loud, okay? Because somebody can see us. They're sitting far there, so at least they can hear our name. So, and we can use the mic.
Elliot.
Okay.
Eden.
Harrison.
Chrissy.
Annette.
Lucy.
Lucy.
Helena.
Andrew.
Theo.
Leah.
Say it, Sophie.
Honey.
Today we're going to speak about trees. Do you know trees? Okay. Do you have any favorite kind of trees? Okay.
Apple trees, because they give you food.
Ooh, the one with food.
Maple trees.
Okay.
Because they give you syrup.
Okay. That's very reasonable why we love them. I'm going to tell you a story about, I came from a place where we didn't have a lot of trees. So trees is really something, just very little. So you walk far away, you walk through a desert, and you didn't see a lot of trees. But when you find one, what you do, you run, and you go sit under it to save you from the sun. Because really the sun is very hot. It's not cold like here. It's very hot. And you walk a long distance hoping for a shade. So the trees give you a shade and you sit, and some people will sleep under the tree. And one thing we have to remember every time we sit and sleep under the tree, or catch our breath, or feel really a cold air coming under the tree, we say, thank you, God. We don't know who planted this tree, but it's gave us and saved us. And we pray for people and say, bless the hand of people who planted this tree. We didn't know if it was a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, an old or maybe a child was playing and just left a seed in the, on the dirt and just takes, but takes a long time for a tree to grow. And today we're going to remember, we're going around the house when we go home. Look around your house, wherever you live, okay? And ask your family to stop for 1 second and pray and thank God for the gift we have around our life. And say, thank you, God, for people who planted this tree. And help us, maybe you can plant something. Even when we move on, maybe you can go for another house or another place or another neighborhood, but somebody else will come and really be happy to find these trees. Okay? And today that's what Jesus told us. One day we plant something and maybe we enjoy it, we eat the fruit. Sometimes we move on and somebody else really enjoying the fruit. But we have to keep doing it so everybody can really enjoy the fruit. Okay? Can we pray together and thank God for everybody who planted something? Okay? Let's pray. Because we put it on. We put the lighter here. Okay. Let's pray together. We thank you, God, for the gift of love and care through every generations. We thank you for people who came before us and who planted something. So we thank you for every trees we can see in our street, in our neighborhood, in our yard and in every place. And we thank you and help us to be happy and help us to do something else so somebody can come and sleep and have a peace and be saved from hot or from a bad weather. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The Old Testament lesson today is from Psalm 126, verses 1 through 6. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the water courses in the Negev. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. New Testament lesson is from Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. This is the word of the Lord.
As we read from Psalm 126 about the person who is carrying something on their back, It could be a heavy thing. It could be a hard moment. But today we are going to learn about what this really meant to these people after they left the exile. I want to tell you a story I remember from my tradition back home. As I know, many Christians around the world would love to go and see and touch the holy places, and especially the Holy Land, Jerusalem. Many people take the journey very serious. It's not fun. It's not just, oh, to see something and just move on. People will go and kiss and hug and do things, and it's very deeply connected to their faith. And I understand that, and I respect that. And I remember when I was a teenager, one of my neighbors, who was an old Christian man, who goes by the title in Arabic, Muqaddis, which literally means a holy man. I was wondering how this man got his title, because he was having no religious education, or he wasn't a monk or a priest. He was just a normal guy. One day I asked him, why is everybody calling you the Muqaddis, or a holy man? And his answer was, because I was lucky enough to go to the Holy Land before 1948, where the borders were open and no troubles to travel between Egypt and Israel. What's more important, this story, that what he told me about, he sold half of his farm just to go there. And I couldn't believe it. That's everything. He's a farmer. He can't do anything else. He lost half of his farm just to pay for this very expensive trip. And he told me that's not it. He said, on the day when I left the village, everybody gathered and came and hugged and kisses like they will never see him again. And he told me, because this trip was so dangerous. It wasn't safe and easy like today. You just book a flight and go. We used everything we can use to get there. From donkey to a train to camel, everything we can do, except no planes. And it was really dangerous. But it was something very important to me. And in his words, it was worthy to see and touch where Jesus was born, walked, and crucified. And after his trip to the Holy Land, his name changed forever and became Muqaddis, which meant to me he was the lucky man to visit the holy sites. This story brought me closer to the message of the psalm. When the Jews were taken into exile 500 years before Christ, the Jews lived in Babylon, which today is Iraq, for almost 70 years. So if you were a baby when you went to exile, you have nothing to remember about your homeland. You have nothing to remember what that means to worship in the temple of the Lord. You have nothing to remember about old gold days. So there are many generations grow up. They only hear about the old gold days. They only hear about the God who helped them to go through Egypt and take them and establish a new nation. They can hear about God who helped them to build the magnificent temple, but they are not there. It's just a word, just talk. They cannot touch it. They cannot feel it. This psalm became a very important piece for the Jews to remember the exile, and how they dreamed about the moment where they can return and worship the house of the Lord. Now these people are not anymore in exile. They are actually back home. And God is telling them to remember what happened in the exile. When God released us from the exile, we were laughing and singing because we thought it was just a dream. It's even being a super crazy to think about one day we can go back. But what we'll do when God shocked us and say, the most craziest idea can come to your mind. It could happen. How we do is that. We think about everything rational and reasonable and practical. But what if God shocking us by just drawing his own way and telling us, there is something different could be done. People are just rejoicing. Your neighbors are really amazed by what God did. should we be first amazed too by what God did to us? If our neighbors, the one who watching from outside, see all these things and say, this is a wonderful thing, should we think about what God did to us too? Later, this psalm became like the national song of the pilgrimage during their journey to Jerusalem. And we know that the Jews who lived in Deborah all over Middle East, they did like the same man I talked about in Egypt, saved a lot of money and their dream to have at least once in their life to go and visit the Holy Land, to visit the temple, to worship God in the temple. The pilgrimage saved a lot of money to go through the trip, and above all, their lives were always in danger to go through all these deserts and all these valleys. And when actually, every time we sing and talk about Psalm 23, about the valley of death, this was a really place they walked through. Wasn't just talking about the end of life and the valley of death in the second life. This was actually a place, was the most scary place for anybody to go through. So they really understood what that means to walk in a valley of darkness and dangers and being very vulnerable. This psalm was one of the best psalms to comfort and to help the pilgrimage through the journey. So they chant. And when they chant, they are sending a signal to each other, we are not alone, we are singing together. We are not in this danger or this risk by ourselves. We actually, our voice is giving us comfort and support. The comfort in togetherness, the comforts in walking on the road, and being able to sing, even when sometimes could sing be mixed with tears and fear. Through chanting of the psalm, the traveler said, we are saying we believe in God in the past, the one who took our people, our fathers, from Egypt and saved them in Exodus. And we believe in God who gave this an amazing vision to a man to build a magnificent temple. We believe in God who walked with us, even we are not perfect people. This is the kind of God we are looking for. We are walking a distance where we didn't know how our trip will end. We didn't know when our next foot will step on. And all this fear is in us. But our hope and faith taking us above our fear. What surprised me in this psalm is the psalm is still talking to God to return them from the exile, but they are not there anymore. And as I assume, he's talking about the spiritual exile. There is always a big love for going back to the old days. There is always, in all our life, I think it's a human temptation. We love to go and be this young child or to go and live in the 80s or 60s and all these days. But do we remember when the past was a present, we also struggled? Do we remember when because we didn't know a lot about what can happen in our future? And God is here with us today to tell us who can work with us. He can refresh our memory to remember things from the past, not to ignore, not to stay there, not to live in our fantasy, but really to identify the past. And to understand the cloud's footness who came before us and work with them. Honor the past by working hard on the future through what we are doing in the present. In the end of the psalm, we can see the writer drew two wonderful pictures of a farmer. The first paint is a farmer is going to the field carrying on his back heavy load of seeds on his back. And went to his farm and put the seeds in the dirt. This farm, the wonderful image of the first picture is this farm will do everything to water and take care of these plants. And he's giving us, he will even water it with his own tears to keep it going. When you believe in something that deep, you will put every effort and you are not going to give up on it. The second paint is a farmer coming back, and we all love to be with the second farmer. The farmer is coming back with the harvest. Everybody's singing, drinking, and joyful. Everybody wants to be part of this wonderful party. But God is saying us, that's a circle of our life as a people and as a church and as a people of faith. We plant sometimes, as I told the children, something we may be enjoying today, somebody else did. And we are invited to do the same. We do not have to hold on to enjoy whatever we planted. We don't have to stay to do it. The time between planting and harvest is too long and hard. We are not always harvesting what we planted or planned for. We hope, we wish, but sometimes we can face a hard season. But regardless of a bad season or a good season, the farmer always will wake up very early and plant again different seeds in different times. A farmer cannot stop planting. A farmer cannot stop dreaming. And a farmer cannot stop seeing future through what is he or she is doing in the present. And today we are invited to see God in all ages and in every moment, God of the past and the present and the future. When we laugh, remember that tears were first. So tears and sadness and hardship, not opposite to joy and love and laugh, but it's a season in our life. When you feel desperate and devastated by a hard season, just remember when you feel you cannot carry the load in your back anymore, remember you are not alone. You have people who cared for you. You have people who will look after you. You have people who will always pray for you. This journey is a chapter of our life. It's not the end of our life. It's just one season. And as we learned here in this one is different season, you can see the four seasons one day now here. So God has amazed us by everything. We didn't know what could happen. You can have a wintry day and a summer season. So God is telling us to open our eyes and our heads to see really different season. It could be in a short time or a long time. Maybe it's harsh winter, but live with the hope the summer will come. Remember, God is saying to you, I am not only there when you smile, but I'm also there to wipe the tears from your eyes. God is here with us today in BBC, as he was in the past with many people, leaders, deacons, pastors, different people, worshipers, people who came in carrying something and left on, and all this traffic image, busy life at BBC. And we see, this is sound like who could manage the traffic here? Us, through God, through the love, through the care, through planning, through doing everything, and also depending on God for 100%. God is with us when we come and when we decide to leave or move on for the next chapter of our life. As we are celebrating the Memorial Day as a nation, let us remember the people who were part of God's mission at BBC. If you are a deacon, remember the deacons who came before you. And as a pastor, we can remember our pastors who came before us. Elders, worshipers, whatever you are doing in the church, remember somebody else did the same job or start the same mission. Let us go home today and look around and think about the things we planted around our houses and we are enjoying today. See the trees and say a prayer to thank God for the hands that planted them and the hands that is cared for them. God still is here because God is of every season and he will be always with us. Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our faith using the mission statement of this church. Called together by the Holy Spirit, Providence Presbyterian Church is a welcoming and inclusive community of faith committed to Jesus Christ and the Word of God as proclaimed in the Bible. Through worship, education, and fellowship, We strive to use our myriad gifts and resources to share God's message of love while enriching the spiritual growth of each individual and serving the needs of our diverse community and the world. Please be seated. Let us bring our gifts and offerings at this point. Dear Lord, we dedicate these offerings to you. Use them to plant and nourish your people and to bring about your will in this world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
out and spread the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, deepening our faith and shared our love with each other. In Jesus' name.
Do you turn the sound system yet or not yet? Alright, cool.